Jackpot winner's two-year benefit scam. A lottery winner carried on claiming benefits for nearly 2 years after scooping £4 million, a court heard yesterday. Used car salesman Edward Putman is said to have asked lotto organisers Camelot for no publicity when he won the jackpot in 2009, and he kept it under wraps as he continued to pocket income support and housing benefit for 20 months, magistrates were told. In all, he allegedly trousered around £15,000. The case, and 46-year-old Putman's secret fortune, came as a surprise to his neighbours. One said, "I didn't know he'd won the lottery." Putman's lawyers, John Merchant, told magistrates in St Albans Herts that he intends to plead guilty to two charges of dishonestly failing to notify the Department of Work and Pensions of a change in circumstances. He will also pay back the benefits money as soon as prosecutors calculate the exact total. Mr. Marchant said, obviously, if he pays off the full amount, that will affect the sentence he will get. The case was adjourned until next month, and Putman was released on unconditional bail. Graying Putman, who entered the court in casual combat trousers, trying to shield his face with a mobile phone, told the bench he lives in Hemel Hempstead, Herts. The Sun tracked him down to a £500,000 spread in a nearby village. But the curtains were closed and there was no answer to a knock on his door. Several rows of second-hand cars and vans were in a small field alongside his house, and a caravan and breeze block outbuilding stood in the grounds. The rural spread is currently up for sale.